This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, I almost forgot the intro of the show, which is appropriate because of the topic, because that's something the topic can do, make you forgetful. I should be clear, I'm drunk right now, not stoned. But
the topic this week is legal weed.
Yeah.
Because we live in New York, mm-hmm. where, as of this recording a couple days ago, it was cannabis.
We all
was made,
get pot in the mail.
And you have to smoke it.
Yep. Cuomo comes to your house and watches you do it. And then he shakes his head disapprovingly.
I'd like to state for the record at the beginning of this episode, I am not a drugs person.
Yeah.
Not one of these people that's like, hey, I haven't been saying for the last, my entire adult life, hey, legalize it.
Well, I was actually going to say, Tim, you're going to have to come up with a new personality now, because up till now, you've been the legalize it guy.
I'm happy that the governor was caught groping a bunch of ladies and wanted to change the subject, so he finally stopped blocking the prospect of legalizing marijuana in the state of New York.
Yeah.
Happy that people who have been incarcerated for low-level drug offenses will have their records expunged and be let out of jail. That's part of the deal here?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, the crime that you did isn't a crime anymore. So it's like if they legalized murder, they'd have to let all the murderers out. Otherwise, that wouldn't be fair.
Yeah. But I do not like weed culture. I do not like people who are too into weed. It's not that I don't like them as people. I just don't like being around them or interacting with them.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the case with like anything. Like any kind of drug, I guess you could say. Because if somebody's like, hey, I'm like a big alcohol guy. All I talk about is alcohol and all I wear are alcohol shirts. And my entire house is decorated with alcohol paraphernalia. You'd be like, oh, that dude's got a drinking problem.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, cool Spuds McKenzie shirt. Nice. Right. And I really like the, you know, like
the Spud McKenzie
neon sign. Yeah.
I just like all the dog stuff in your house is what I'm saying. I could take or leave the Absolut vodka bottles with highlighter fluid in them. But they do look pretty cool with a dark light. So I take it back. Keep those too.
I think I don't like anybody that's like a big fan of anything. So if it's weed or like a sports team or Star Wars, it's like, look, I get it. But like, you sure you want to put all your eggs in one basket here? Why don't we diversify a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit of this.
I'm trying to think. I guess there isn't such a thing as somebody who's like really into cigarette culture.
I don't know. I feel like
just be like the worst person imaginable.
I feel like in the 80s at some point when they had like you can send in Marlboro boxes and you could get like a speedboat.
Right,
that is branded,
or like a like, leather jacket.
Yeah. I think, excuse me, you'll edit that out, right, Tom, when
yes.
I sneezed?
Uh-huh.
I think at one point, like, I don't know if cigarette culture was super like cool because it was for a while just like, no, everybody smoked. It'd be like,
yeah,
do you have drinking water culture? I guess we kind of do right now.
Not that culture. Yeah, I guess. Hey, Tim, there's an app for everything nowadays.
Yeah.
In today's world.
I bet you could go on Etsy and like buy a shirt that says hydrated AF or something, right?
Yeah, but could you buy a shirt that says like, out of my way, I'm smoking or something like that?
Well, maybe if it might be... it might have a picture of Jim Carrey from The Mask on it.
Well, yeah. I think that's part of the problem. Well, I was going to say part of the problem is if you say I'm smoking, you know, it's like, well, what are you smoking? But also like, oh, are you on fire? You know, it's not clear if you just see somebody wearing a shirt that says I like smoking. But I guess the same could be said for drinking. People say I like drinking. And they don't mean water, and we all know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they mean alcohol.
Yeah.
They mean the devil water. Is that what it's called?
No, it's not called the devil water.
The water from the river Styx.
You kind of skipped over.
Beelzebub's bubbly. What?
You kind of went through it quickly, but a big part of this story is the fact that our governor... Andrew Cuomo went from America's sweetheart to America's dirtbag. And luckily, he's nothing if not like incredibly politically motivated. And basically, marijuana legalization, it's insane that it hasn't happened in New York sooner because I think, what, we're the 16th state now?
I believe so. It's it's for recreational, right?
Yes, yeah. Where, you know, New York, or at least New York City, is considered like, you know, one of the most progressive places in America. So it's been kind of crazy that, you know, random states that you wouldn't expect would legalize marijuana, and then we're out here like, you know... What the heck? That state, you know, is full of conservatives and it still voted to legalize weed. How come we don't have it? But it was because, well, in the past few years, it was because the governor said it was a dangerous gateway drug.
Well, no, he has this trick that he does all the time where he's like, it's popular and I want it.
Right.
And he like
it's just
secretly
my,
worked.
My mom says no.
No, that's your excuse. Oh, I would hang out.
Well, that's often true, Tim. She said you're a bad influence on me, and sometimes I can see that you're right. Other times I scream at her, and I say Tim's not a bad influence. Let me hang out with them. I can do what I want.
Tom, honest question: what does your mom think of me?
My mom likes you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it because I hooked her up with that vaccine appointment when nobody can find one?
I mean, by now she's probably forgotten about that.
Oh. She forget about her immunity to the deadly COVID-19 virus?
Well, let me tell you this, Tim. Also, within my family, like extended family, you didn't get any of that credit. I got all that credit.
I don't care. I don't care what your uncle thinks of me, Tom.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to rub it in.
Yeah,
I mean, my
right.
mom ultimately still thinks that I'm the most responsible for getting her a vaccine appointment.
See, all I want is your mom to think that. I just want to be your mom's number one little sweetheart. Sweetheart.
Her number one little sweetheart is AJ, Tim. Sorry, she's known AJ too long, and AJ has cute babies, so she likes seeing pictures of cute babies.
You didn't ask how my mom feels about you.
I think your mom's told me how she feels about me.
What does that mean? Now I'm worried.
No, I think I, what does your mom think about me? I imagine your mom still thinks of me as like, the teenage stinker that like eats all the Chex Mix.
Yeah, I think she's, I don't think she's, I think she's, I think she probably doesn't have an opinion.
Yeah.
Which is, hey,
doesn't have
neutral.
An opinion. That's actually, that's pretty shitty. Like, Tom, I could take him or leave him.
She meets a lot of people, Tom. She, it's not, look, you know, it's neutral. You have it, you have, you could, it's a good place to start. You're not,
I don't get any points from during your wedding when your father almost killed me.
No,
for, I mean,
you
for raising
you
an objection,
shouldn't have put your hand on my mom's leg,
and then objecting to the wedding. Look, yeah. I had had a, you had an open bar, Tim. You were asking for it.
Showed up in that Spuds McKenzie shirt, hit on my mom, and tried to take my wife from me at the altar.
What were you? Oh, you were talking about Cuomo says like I want to do this.
And then he secretly like works behind the scenes,
yeah,
to make sure it doesn't happen.
So that's what he'd been doing with marijuana for, you know, the past few years,
and gun control.
Yeah, but then like
and congestion pricing and a million other things.
Yeah, but I just know with we. I mean, well, I was gonna say New York City has, you know, pretty strict gun control. Like you can't get a permit. I mean, not strict in the way anywhere else in the world you would think it was strict, but you can't get a handgun in New York legally,
right?
That's
much to your chagrin.
It's just easier. But I was gonna say, I know with marijuana, like up until like 2018, he was like, it's a dangerous gateway drug that leads to a, you know, heroin addiction. And then he did, you know, I think enough of the country laughed at him for like sounding like an old grandpa for something that's been disproven. So then he changed it to like, yeah, look, I would love it, but, you know, it'd be great, but I can't get it done. It's everybody else. They don't want it. It's like, what? Everybody else says they want it. They said they just don't want to put it in front of you because you'll veto it immediately. But as you point out, he has been credibly accused by multiple women of groping and other such bad things. And to distract everybody, he legalized marijuana. Or like, apparently, I was reading that in the negotiations that like the state senate or whatever was like, we've never negotiated with him like this, where everything that he wanted, when we pushed back, they were like, nah, all right, fine, whatever, forget it. Which led to some of the, I think, more interesting things about this. I don't know that much about legalization in other states, but I know one of the things that happened in New York is marijuana immediately became legal to possess once this was signed into law. It's not yet legal to buy because, you know,
it needs to be a regulated market.
Yeah, it needs to be a regulated industry, and that's going to take time for certification and all these companies to spin up and everything. But do you know, has that been the case in other countries? Other states? I always thought it was like, come, you know, the 1st of January, it will be legal.
Yeah. I think the kind of decriminalization of it was already...
It had already been decriminalized.
Well, on its way.
I thought it was already decriminalized in the city, at least.
Yeah, I think that was statewide. But so, like, very little changes once something is kind of decriminalized, right? Except that, like, I think it's also an element of it is, like, a police officer can't use
that's an excuse
to do something else, right?
That was the number one reason cops gave for, you know, as a way to search a person or a car. And obviously not people like us, people of color, they would do it. And I mean, that's such a like, it's not like I saw a gun in your car and now we're going to search your car and find that gun. But it's like, I smelled weed in your car. We're going to search your car. Oh, there wasn't any weed, huh? Nah, I must have just been smelling things. Like,
hey, sometimes people have phantom smells.
It's true. I've told the story on the podcast about how when I was an intern for America's Most Wanted, I got pulled over by Virginia police, Virginia State Trooper. And he was like, I smell marijuana in the car. Can I search your car? And I was like, huh? Yeah, you can search my... Yeah, you're not going to find any marijuana in this car. And then he was like...
But he found all your illegal firearms.
In Virginia? It would have been like, oh no, just guns in here. It's fine. No, he didn't. I think because I was like, oh, I don't know if you want to. Like, you're probably smelling, like, my car smells awful.
So Tom in college. I just smell like this.
If you want to start rooting around in the car, be my guest, pal. I wouldn't touch this stuff. So that's a big element of it. Even though, yeah, in the past, like, couple of years before this, if you got caught with weed, all you would get is a ticket. But, you know, you don't want to interact with cops if at all possible. And, you know, often, I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, cops can always find something you're doing wrong. Like, especially if you're in a car, there's definitely some like, you don't have enough wiper fluid or whatever. Like, you know, I'm going to give you $1,000 ticket for that.
Right.
But now you can smoke a doobie right next to a cop. I mean, probably not. They could probably be like, hey, I don't want you smoking right next to me.
But. You can smoke marijuana anywhere you can smoke a cigarette, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's not new... a ton of places, right? Like, you can't smoke in New York City parks.
Yeah, you can't smoke in the parks. I think you have to be 15 feet away from buildings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like, in the middle of the street?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, you don't, you know, cigarette smoking in the city has gone down a lot. In fact, I barely see anybody wearing shirts anymore. That's out of my way, I'm smoking. But
that's a cool shirt, though.
But you can do it. And, you know, I saw some quote from, like, the police commissioner where he was like, well, I think this is sad because, like, you know, what are we going to do now when, like, people call the cops and tell us, you know, somebody's smoking weed outside their apartment? It's like, you don't have to do anything. You tell them, yeah, they're allowed to do that. And, you know, don't call 911. Yeah. Don't you guys want more things to be, you know, lawful so you don't have to do as much work?
Yeah. And that's why all the cops are like, hey, let's have the purge. Because the cops are just like, hey, free vacation day. It's an extra vacation day. What are they going to do? Tom, will the legalization of marijuana in New York change your life in any way?
Yeah, I'll smoke weed because it'll be illegal.
Will you?
Yeah. Why not, Tim? I thought you were the legalizer
guy. Maybe it gives you
panic
attacks if you smoke it.
If you smoke certain types of weed, it can do that, Tim.
Or if you're a certain type of person.
You got to go for the mellower, the ones that will mellow you out. And when you...
Indica.
Yeah, indica as opposed to sativa. When all these dispensaries open... You can go in there and talk to one of them before you buy a $50 joint. They'll walk you through it.
Have you been to in another state, legal marijuana dispensary?
Yeah, I went to one in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
The one time I was in Vegas. And it was a brand new one that I think they claim was the biggest one in America.
Right.
And it was gigantic, and it looked like an Apple store. Like, everything was on display under glass, but you could tell everything in there was very minimalist, but also like, you know, the nice, the, you know, the best wood and the best mm-hmm. marble or whatever. So it was like very minimalist and nice looking, and like a lot of very nice employees walking around offering to help and answer questions. And like, you know, in asking people questions, like it was actually kind of one of those things where I didn't ask questions because I asked like one simple question and the guy was like, let me get somebody else. And then they like led me to another part of the store. And I was like, oh, I thought this was going to be like a yeah, or like, yeah, it's good. Or like, nah, it's not so good. Like, no, but it's like, I'm going to get the doctor who invented this to not invented marijuana, but.
Yeah. I've been to two legal dispensaries.
Well, even though I don't, it goes along with your persona as the legalize a guy.
I went one time in Los Angeles, California,
yeah,
to one that was Netflix branded.
Okay.
So Netflix for some reason like had some sort of stake in the, like, I think it was probably a marketing stunt.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was it like for a specific show or just for?
No, each of the strains
Netflix
were like
and chill.
No.
You know, Tim, you know what that means?
Each of the strains was like named after, there's like an orange is the new blackout stoned or something. I don't think that was it, but there were like, there's Arrested Development like banana stand blend or something. Okay. You know, like there was all named for but I found them to be almost condescending, the way that like weed connoisseurs are,
right?
Where it's like, you know, you don't know what kind you want. Like,
well, and that makes sense. Like, L.A.
I'm a weed noob.
California's had this, you know, they've had it legal, medical and recreational for a while. Like the place I went, I think I found out later that it was like, oh, the place opened like that week. So everybody was fresh off their training. They were all, you know, probably trying to get a promotion or whatever, but they were all very nice and knowledgeable.
These people were so rude, I canceled my Netflix subscription.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't even ask me what happens on 13 Reasons Why, Tom, because I don't even know. I haven't seen 1 minute of it.
What was the other dispensary that you've been to?
In Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is also recently,
yeah.
What, a year ago now? 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. About that. But it was at the height of the coronavirus first surge when we didn't know what was going on. It was in like April of 2020.
Well, that, you know, Tim, that just fits with your persona as a legalizer guy. You're so concerned with legalizing it that you're willing to risk life and limb.
No, I thought it was the one thing that could calm me down. so it was a very Massachusetts experience too. It was like the people waiting online were just like, oh, you guys all see it. Everybody here seems like oddly down on their luck.
Wait, and that's what you, wow, you're offending the entire state of Massachusetts right now. It was a very Massachusetts type place where everyone was down on their luck. Jeez.
Decked out in Patriots gear.
Well, I guess we won't be doing any live shows in Massachusetts once everything comes back to normal.
No, they know what I'm talking about, Tom. It was like a towny vibe, right?
Okay.
Look, they like it. They take pride in being down on their luck, salt of the earth. But here's the thing, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Both times, spent like $50 on a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Took it back to wherever
I was
staying.
And Tim, and what was that thing?
A weed pen. In Massachusetts,
so
in a
you
joint.
Can draw with marijuana.
No,
with one of
they
these?
They have they make marijuana into a juice.
Uh huh.
And you smoke it through a vape.
Well, then you're not smoking it; you're vaping it.
You're vaping it. Sorry, I don't know the terms, Tom. I'm not a drugs person. And Both times I was like, Tim,
I'm just trying to get you up to speed so Cuomo doesn't throw you out of the state.
I asked for like the mellow stuff. I was like, I smoked weed like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Hey, you got any of the stuff they had in the 60s?
And it started giving me panic attacks. Uh-huh. And then and I was like, I'm looking for something. And they were like, this is what you want. And both times, took it back, took like one small hit, and immediately started freaking out. Like, panic attack, shortness of breath. My heart started racing.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait. And, like, it felt stoned for what seemed like 6 hours. Couldn't fall asleep. But I'll keep trying. I'll try again once they open up in New York.
Well, that's, like, the weird thing. Like, from what I've read, one of the problems with, like, dispensaries in general, I think it's gotten better maybe in places like LA, but like at first, these places, they're just getting weed connoisseurs. Like they're just getting people who come in and are like, yeah, nothing gets me stoned anymore because I smoke so much weed. Do you
smoking
have
smoking 16 hours a day for the last 15 years?
Yeah. Do you have something that will hit harder for me?
Yeah.
And like, that's all the stuff that they carry because that's the type of customer they have. You know, it'd be like if you went to a liquor store and all they had was Everclear. It's just like, nah, this is the good stuff. It's the strongest stuff you can buy. And you'd be like, well, I don't want the strongest stuff. But I think that is diversifying with things like CBD getting more popular and like boomers wanting to relive their youth or just becoming more open to the idea of smoking. That was like, I was surprised. That was one thing my mom was like, this is great. Me and your aunt are going to get stoned. I was like, no, you're not. You're not going to be able to figure out how to get it.
You idiot. Just kidding. I'll teach your mom. that'll get me into good graces. Maybe this might be a good way to get in with my mom, Tom.
Yeah, okay, we can
instead of making a clumsy pass at her son's wedding.
But I think that there's going to be like more mellow stuff. But you were saying, Tim, you got a weed pen and a joint, but you did the pen, not the joint.
No, I did. I got a joint in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And I took one hit of that and...
Tim, keep in mind, I am a federal agent.
That's fine. Yeah, Tom, if we talk about any of this, we're never going to be able to get a job at the White House.
Yeah. Biden administration fired a bunch of people from the White... They were like, you can tell us if you smoked. It's cool. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I smoked. They're like, you're fired.
Gotcha. Yeah. Can you think of a job that you would want least than any job, any job that you'd want less than any job in the White House? That just sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah,
high
no,
pressure,
no matter
boring.
Yeah, no matter who the president is, it's just got to be the most like thankless. Like you never get thanked for anything you do, but you get blamed when things go wrong and.
Yeah, like conniving office politics all the time.
Yeah,
and like everybody's like mean to each other because they're all like grizzled and they're all just.
You're working in an office with probably like five other people who think one day they're going to be president. And that's like what they're how they're living their entire life with that goal in mind. Yeah, so I wouldn't want to work in the White House. One of the things with this legalization, Tim, is that you can't be drug tested. You can't be tested for marijuana for a job in New York anymore, unless it is a job that requires some kind of federal clearance.
Hmm.
So I'm guessing something like a pilot or whatever. You know, it's like, well, you're not a New York pilot. You have a federal license to fly. So, yeah, we can drug test you because it's not legal on the federal level. And that also doesn't mean, you know, just like drinking, that doesn't mean you can't get fired for smoking weed at your job or showing up high.
I think smoking weed should only be legal between like 9 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Yeah, I kind of agree. That's like the only time I'm normally ever interested, if I was ever interested in doing this, which now I am because it's legal. But before it was legal, I was not interested.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know what to do.
That was me. Like, I never understood the wake and bake people.
See, look.
It just makes me too tired. Like, I'll just fall asleep if I do that.
You just ruin your whole day.
Yeah.
It stinks. It's like, it's fun for a minute, then like you screwed up your whole day.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, I need to do stuff.
Yeah, but then you don't do the stuff. I don't know. I'm also
everybody's different, though. That's the other thing. That for some people, works great. I was reading GQ interview with Seth Rogen. They were talking about how much he smokes, like all day.
He smokes weed?
He does. He finally admitted it. There were a lot of rumors, but he finally came out and said.
I hadn't even heard the rumors. I never would have. Never would have guessed.
And like it seems just like it was like 8 or 9 joints a day. And it's like Jesus Christ, that would level me. But it's like nope. But he does that in the as he's having like 20 meetings a day, and it's like it works for him. So great. Like yeah. I'm not gonna be like, oh, Seth, if you didn't smoke weed, you would be so much more productive.
You would be rich.
You'd be rich beyond your wildest dreams.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tom, you and I are both like talking circles around, talking in cryptic sentences because we're afraid that we're going to get in trouble for some reason, I think.
That we're going to get raided.
Yeah, like, first of all, Tom, my history with marijuana is I smoked a bit in college 20 years ago. Tom, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I smoked, mostly, like, here's my excuse.
Mm-hmm.
New York City, college,
yeah.
9/11 happened. That was the year that I, like, smoked too much pot. And that was the year where, like, you could get away with anything.
Yeah.
If you, like, I went to NYU and after 9/11 happened at the beginning of the year, as long as you stayed enrolled at NYU and kept paying them, they were like, yeah, we're just going to give you an A in every class. Yeah, don't even bother showing up. It's the check's clear. You guys are good. You could walk around the streets doing whatever you wanted as long as you were, I guess, the white kid.
Right. Well, you were known, you were famous for a little bit as the Washington Square flasher, if I remember.
they had bigger fish to fry at the time, Tom. Nothing was ever proven. but then that was like a year, and then it started giving me panic attacks. And by the next year, I just stopped. I forget where I was going with that. Oh. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I was going to say my history is that I tried it for the first time Wednesday afternoon when it was legalized.
4:35 p.m.
Yeah, I was like, well, let's see what all the fuss is about.
Tom, do you or do you not? I'm not going to ask these questions. But we can't get in trouble. But here's the thing. Now it's just like, it's like alcohol, right?
Yeah.
It's like, but I think we get a little, like, here comes Tim the prude, Tim the killjoy. I'm sorry I'm not a drugs person, but like, there's a difference between something like isn't really that harmful and like, nah, you should do it. Do it as much as you can.
Well,
what you need to do this thing.
I was going to say my hesitancy to talk about it is because I don't want to be associated with a weed culture guy. Like, I think you can like weed without having a shirt about it.
I don't think you should have a shirt about anything.
I mean, I completely agree with that, Tim. You never see me wearing shirts with like any writing on them or any kind of logo or anything.
No.
I always want to wear shirts where I can be cleared to be in the background of something.
Oh, so like
being filmed.
Yeah, so like no.
I don't want to be
colors,
blurred.
No stripes.
Right. Yeah. Or I don't want my shots cut because you know it's too flashy or something. And like now on a screen, stripes look weird sometimes.
Yeah. When are they going to fix that? When are they going to make it so that you can make stuff and like you can wear any shirt?
Yeah, they got like 8K cameras and TVs now, but you still can't wear stripes if you're in the
it's insane
in the audience of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
it'll I don't know what will even happen. People will get seizures, maybe. It'll break televisions. One of the crazy things about this. Two is I mentioned immediately, you know, you can't get in trouble for possessing less than 3 ounces. 3 ounces is a lot of weed.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot if you're thinking about like a steak.
Yeah, right. A 3 ounce steak, send it back. I mean, if you're not familiar with weed, think about how much cigarettes weigh. You've probably held a cigarette. 3 ounces of weed is enough, according to what I read, enough to fill, and I'm not being facetious here, I don't know how to do the math here, enough to fill 100 to 250 joints, depending on, you know, like how full they are. So, like, that's a lot. Like, if you can walk around with 250 joints in your pocket, and then part of the law that I don't think is in effect yet but will be is that it's, like, 3 ounces is what you can walk around with. You can have up to 5 pounds at home. And, like, 5 pounds, that's thousands of dollars. Thousands and thousands. Tens of thousands, probably, of weed. Like, that's a lot of weed. So, you know, really, you're good. And same thing with you can have 26 grams of concentrate. So things like a vape pen. And most like vape pens or cartridges are half a gram to a gram. So again,
so you can have 50 of them.
Yeah, you could be walking around with 50 cartridges. And if a cop stopped you or something, you'd be like, these are for personal use.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, that's what the law says.
Yeah.
And eventually, so like along these lines, this is one of those things that people didn't think was going to get okayed, but did, was a person can have up to 6 plants and up to 12 per household. Now, this isn't legal yet. I think the law says something like this goes into effect 6 months after retail stores open, I believe. Hmm. So I guess they just, like, I don't know, don't want competition, and they think that will somehow affect things. Like, at that part, I don't know why that didn't immediately go into effect, but...
You mean the government can lock you up for having a plant?
Yeah.
God's herb? That's what everybody calls it, Tom, on the street. God's herb.
Well, but...
we had a health class teacher in high school who was like, he had this whole screed against marijuana. He was like a young guy. He's like, look, I know everybody out there is saying, like, it's natural. Everybody calls marijuana God's herb. They're walking around saying, like, why don't you smoke some of God's herb? Oh, it's God's herb. It's natural. Well, it's not natural. But I had, that was the only time I had ever heard it referred to as God's herb.
I thought God's herb was thyme.
Yeah, I thought it was rosemary.
Well, but here's the thing. So that is, you know, the law is going to go into effect for that. But the law right now is that the law is basically you can't grow, you know, as of the other day, when the new laws went into effect, you can't grow weed at home yet. But if you do, there's no criminal penalties for it. So it's like, it's something you're not allowed to do, but there's also not a punishment for doing it.
Hmm. Is there anything else like that?
Like, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, you can't do this, but I mean, there are things where it's like, you can't, there's not a law against this, but, like, you'd be a real dick to do it.
Right.
But otherwise, no, I mean, especially in New York, it's like, first things first, they figure out what the fine should be for anything. Like, there, you know, you put out the wrong garbage, there is a fine. Throw something out in the garbage you're not supposed to, there's a fine. If it's too far from the curb, there's a fine. So far, I'm just giving garbage-related examples, but there are others.
Tom, there's a lot of car-related stuff in New York City. The other day, I was riding around in the suburbs,
mm-hmm.
Like late at night.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stop at a CVS on my way back to my Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a weird parking lot. And I was like, I don't know. I can't park. I don't know where. And my wife was just like, just park anywhere. Park in the middle of the street. You're running into CVS for 5 minutes. And I forgot, after living in New York City for so long, where like everything you do, if you like don't follow the rule to a T for like a minute, like you're gonna get like a $250 fine, or like something's gonna happen, or like there's gonna be 15 people lined up honking their horns or yelling at you or something. It felt so freeing to be like, oh, there's no rule. You can just kind of like do whatever you want for a few minutes. It's cool.
Yeah, because in New York too, it's, you know, there are very, very few neighborhoods, I think, where you could even say, like, oh, yeah, I mean, there, you know, there's hardly ever any cops in this neighborhood. It's like, no matter where you are, there are so many cops in New York City that it's just like, yeah, that time you're like, I'm going to park in front of a hydrant for literally 2 minutes with my blinkers on, with my hazards on. It's like, I don't do stuff like that because it's like, nope, a cop could drive by and they will stop and give you a ticket.
Tom. They'd love it. They'd love to give you a ticket.
Well, it's how the city makes money. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it shouldn't be that. I don't blame them for doing it. It's what they're being told to do. But the city should not make as much, should not rely on ticketing as much as it does for things. So, but
Tom, mm-hmm. they like doing it. I don't blame them. They love it. They freaking love it. Look, Tom.
I'm just... playing both sides of the fence here, so that when this episode goes out and they raid our homes, they'll be like, yeah, and the little guy's the one that said we love giving out tickets. And the big guy said, no, they just have to do it. So we'll let him go.
I mean, there is very little evidence that the NYPD enjoys using their power.
But yeah, so plants, although there are, like, you know, a thing I read was basically saying, like, you know, check your lease before you, you know, start a greenhouse in your home. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there often are.
Are you allowed to smoke cigarettes in your apartment, according to your lease?
I believe so. I think there are rules about, like, your windows have to be open and the door has to be closed. And, like, it's still heavily frowned upon. So in my building, there's I live in a building that's a part of, like, a few building complex. And there's a Facebook
group. Halfway home.
There's a Facebook group for it. And people do post sometimes, like, hey, is somebody in this building on this floor, like, smoking cigarettes, like, a lot? Could you not? Could you go outside? Or, like, I don't know if you're not opening your window. If you aren't, can you? If you are opening your window, it's not working enough. Please don't do this. So people do, for the most part, still go outside to smoke.
Tom, New York City this summer is going, it's going to be,
it's going to be insane.
It's going to block out the sun, the level, the smoke cloud that is going to appear over New York City. Like, when they decriminalized it a couple of years ago, you walk down the street.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
If everybody's doing it all, oh my God, it's going to be, Tom, you're very excited about White Boy Summer.
You're confusing me with Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
You often, like, do that.
Weed Boy Summer, right?
Yeah.
Weed People Summer.
Yeah. Hey, Weed Everyone Summer. I was going to say, too, I'm
not going to be able to leave my home without having a freaking panic attack.
Without having a contact high.
Yeah, just breathing in the air and then just.
Look, Tim, I'm sure it'll be fine. Everybody had to stay inside for a year, and now a popular drug is legal. As everybody gets vaccinated, I don't know how that could possibly lead to trouble. But I was going to say, so, like, you're not allowed to smoke weed in the park, in any New York City parks, because you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes. You're not allowed to smoke anything in the park. If you get caught, it's a $25 fine. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, you can't. Again, though, I think that's along the lines of being a dick. Like, don't smoke cigarettes mm-hmm. in the park. People are in the park to enjoy nature. Don't screw that up for them.
You know what they need? Do you think hasn't it been great over the last year drinking in the park?
Yeah.
That's been kind
wow,
of...
Wow, Tim, you are making a very incriminating episode for both of us.
Tom, this is a work of fiction. We're playing characters. That's not just in my neighborhood, right? This isn't one of those, hey, isn't it great how things don't have consequences? And it just turns out, like, no,
for
dick,
me,
they don't
a
have consequences
white guy.
For you. Yeah. Like, remember, that was a whole big thing under Bloomberg when... Bloomberg, like, openly said, like, hey, it's a beautiful summer, go to the park, have a glass of wine with your friends, and
yeah,
and, like, it's like, oh, white people are allowed to have wine in the park where they throw
a black
person in jail for the weekend for having a beer in the park.
Yeah, have a glass of wine in the park, don't have a beer in a paper bag.
Yeah.
No, then we're going to know, and we're going to get you. Two other big things.
You can pour beer into just like a glass bottle, and if a cop is like, that's beer, it's like, no, I'm drinking piss.
Yeah, and then what are they going to do? Are they going to...
Yeah, like, prove it's beer, it's piss. And then they're going to be like...
Here, try it,
it's
piss.
Yeah. And they're going to be like, no thanks. That's how you outsmart the cops.
Yeah, if they're like, well, that piss smells an awful lot like beer, be like, well, I got it from a drunk.
Yeah. Drink it if you're so confident that it's beer.
So two other things that I wanted to talk about that go along with this. The first one is they are also, I believe immediately, but I'm not sure of that, loosening medical marijuana directives, because I didn't know that much about. So like medical marijuana has been legal in New York, I think, for a long time.
Yeah.
But you never hear about it. Like, I remember, you know, we have friends that lived in California, live in California. And like, you know, we have a friend that I remember, you know, was showing us a bunch of weed he had in San Francisco from like a dispensary a few years ago. And he was like, and, you know, somebody asked him, like, well, how's all that work with like a medical? This was before recreational was legalized there. And he was like, oh, it's great. You go to the place where you buy weed. And then when you want to buy weed and you tell them you don't have a card, they go, okay, no problem. We need $50 more. And then go in this room and you're going to have a meeting with a doctor. And in the room, there was just an iPad and like one button. And it video called a doctor who was laying on a hammock like somewhere else, and he was like, what's the problem, what are issues you're having? And he's like, sometimes I find it hard to fall asleep, and like sometimes I'm anxious. And he's like, yeah, I think the solution for you would be marijuana. I'll give you a prescription for marijuana, and then you go back out into the marijuana store and buy marijuana. That was not the case in New York.
No.
You needed to have like basically a life-threatening or terminal illness to get a marijuana prescription. It was for like multiple sclerosis or cancer, like, you know, things where you're dealing with a lot of pain, then they would prescribe it to you. And then once they did, you could not buy actual flower. You could not buy the buds of a plant. You couldn't buy just raw plant. You had to buy like a tincture or a vape or pills, because according to, you know,
pills, there's weed pills.
Yeah. Which I think just have like a tincture in them.
Mm-hmm.
But basically the idea behind this was like, well, that's sending the wrong message if we're selling people flower. Because then if they smoke it, that's bad, because it, you know, and like smoking anything, you shouldn't burn anything and inhale it.
Tom, the fact that you're calling it flower makes you sound more like a weed guy
God
than
damn
anything
it,
else.
I knew it.
They're not letting them buy flower. I was like, what are you talking about? To bake with? And you're like, yeah, man, to bake with.
Yeah, to get baked with.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think doctors still have to be licensed to prescribe weed, but they can prescribe it at their discretion now. So they don't need to have it just, you know, it could just be like, yeah, no, I think this person's too uptight and this would help.
So you're going to have a lot of guys like that look like Dr. Harold Bornstein.
I don't know who that is or what that means.
You remember that guy that was that gave former real estate developer Donald Trump that glowing?
The long-haired doctor.
Yeah, then he died.
Yeah.
That guy died.
Yeah.
Weird.
I like that guy. I'm sorry. You seem like a cool doctor. I wish I had a doctor like that. Prescribe me amphetamines because I want them.
Yeah, any doctor I've ever been to, like, is so dismissive, doesn't give you the time of day, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. Oh, I'm a busy guy, I'm better than you. This guy, he would do anything. He'd fucking go to bat for you. That's awesome. I'd love a doctor like Dr. Harold Bornstein.
You could just bring him a letter and he would sign it and say he wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like when the most famous journalists in the world were like, did you write it? You'd be like, fuck you. Yeah, I wrote it. And then 6 months later, be like, idiot, I didn't even write that. Yeah, yeah. I fooled you. We fooled you.
Believe me.
Me and my beloved client fooled you.
Yeah, and then he also, I won't get into it. Anyway, so.
Also, whenever I hear that a doctor died, I'm like, I guess he wasn't a very good doctor.
Yeah, like, which is real stupid to think.
Yes, everybody dies.
But I mean, there's so many I forget, somebody I heard about recently, you know, it's like, oh, unfortunately, this person's not well. It's like, oh, that person's still alive, famous person. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, they're 102 years old. It's like, all right, they're probably ready to go. Like, I don't think we should feel that sad. You know, death is a part of life. Like, premature death is the worst. But somebody's had a nice long life. It's going to be sad for their loved ones, but for me, I'm all right.
That's the thing. Like, I think this all started, I think when 2016, when people were really, yeah, this like is the worst. All the famous of, yeah. people are dying. It's like, no, you're just, like, these people are on your radar because right. of the weirdly connected world we live in and the weird kind of, like, endless nostalgia loop and, like, right. A, B, C, and D list celebrities just being on everybody's radar for some reason for like long after they're active in whatever they were famous for. It's like, I don't know. They're like, oh no, like this guy from MASH died.
Yeah. Well, and that's always
Colonel Potter from MASH died. It's like, oh, I forgot that guy existed. Sad for him, but oh yeah, he was 103. Cool.
Well, yeah, they're well, and that's
not like,
the
damn
thing.
Damn you, 2020.
When people die in threes, they're always, it's always like George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and a guy from MASH. It's never three people of equal caliber. It's just people are trained now, like, oh, famous people die in threes, so now yeah. I'm going to pay attention. Famous people die constantly.
Yeah, people die constantly. Everybody dies constantly, especially
old
people.
Not me. Not me. Not with this serum I've been working on.
I die constantly. I'm stuck in a Edge of Tomorrow situation.
Wow. But you have to do the podcast every day?
Yeah.
And how many times have you done this now?
Countless times.
This is the best you can do.
So far, yeah, but I think I'll probably die at the end again.
So yeah, that my point being that there's also big changes with medical. So like, even though it is going to take a while for retail shops to open, you know, if you're really itching to pay a lot more money for weed, you can pretty easily get a card right now and start going to one of these stores.
Right.
And it does make me think like I do wonder, at least in New York City, if these stores are kind of going to open with a bit of a whimper because it's going to take so long, you know, probably like a year and a half, that by the time they open, it's going to be like, oh, but a million other people figured out they can't get in trouble anymore. And they've started their own businesses, because I know this is somewhat the case in California, where there's like a big black market, but it's not a black market in the way you think of like, oh, and it's all underground. It's like, no, there are like, you know, swap meets at like big parking lots, and people have like, you know, it's like vendors, and they have like desks and
elaborate,
not desks, tables and like brochures about their weed and stuff, but they're not licensed, but it's still like, yeah, no, but we're having a big ticketed event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, what's going to happen? The you know, the police are going to raid this and give out $25 tickets. Like, so
probably,
I do think, I mean, and I know of like I remember reading this thing about, I forget what magazine it was in, or like
an High Times
online magazine, about this guy in New York who sells like weed pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's online, and like, I'm not going to give out the URL, but like, I don't know. I just Googled this guy's name, or maybe it even had it in the article, and it's just like, you know, it looks like a Seamless website, and it's just, and like, it's weed pizza, but then it's also like just regular weed. And it's
why,
like,
why don't you tell me his name?
I'll tell you later, Tim. Okay. I'm not looking to go to jail tonight.
You wouldn't go to jail tonight.
But I'm just saying that it's
still get released for another couple days.
It's already a fairly open thing, but I think it's about to get like a lot more open, and then I think these stores are going to open and people are going to be like, what, this is like double what I would pay anywhere else, I'm not going to buy this. Although, yeah. I would say, like, the one thing I would be excited for would be like a place to buy vape cartridge that, you know, doesn't have poison in it. Like a plant, yeah, it could still have pesticide in it. It could have been, you know, something like that. But it's like, same thing with everything else I eat. So it's like, at least I can look at it and be like, yeah, this looks normalish.
Right.
But, you know, these other things could have shampoo in them or something.
I mean, shampoo is good too. I think for me, if I ever get, what about edibles?
That, like, I've never really done.
No, me neither.
Because they do scare me. I've tried, like, so I have had them, but never in a quantity where I've felt it, because I've always been so nervous where I'm like, now just give me like a teeny tiny, give me a crumb off that. And let me wait 3 hours and see if it did anything. But that's going to be, that's going to be something that's going to be a lot bigger.
Yeah. It could be nice. You eat a brownie and then you go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I live my life now, with just regular brownies.
Yeah.
The other big thing that I wanted to mention, that's another big part of this, which I think this is another one of those parts of the law where it's like, you know, this was like a, you know, Cuomo's people backed down on everything else, so we threw this out there and like, yeah, they said all right, is there are going to be legalized consumption sites, so lounge like places, so basically like
that's going to be the worst.
Like a coffee shop in Amsterdam, like those kinds of places.
Yeah, but in New York City,
yeah. So there are going to be places where, like a cigar bar, where it's like, yep, you're allowed to buy and consume marijuana here.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't, like, I'd be interested in it once, but then I think I'd probably get, like, so, I mean, I already don't like, you know, often going to bars where there are other people.
Yeah, I only like going places with people that I know very well.
Right, and or are borderline empty. But that'd be cool, like, you know, once the hubbub dies down, these consumption sites, you know, might not be, like, crazy all the time. And it might be like, oh yeah, there's a place on, you know, on my walk home from work, and I could stop in there, and you know, I don't know what they would sell that would be like the equivalent of like one beer. I don't know if it's like you can pay $5 and you can take one toke off this guy's pipe.
Yeah, I'd do that. It's a one hitter.
Yeah, or maybe they'll sell, yeah, just like one-time use one-hitters. Because otherwise, yeah, I mean, but otherwise it seems I don't know how these places work in other states. Because I do think they have them in Denver and stuff already, or Colorado rather. But I don't know how it works as far as like, So is this like a bar where it's like, I'm going to go up there every like half hour to an hour and get something else? Or is this like, I'm going to walk in, drop like a decent, like I'm going to have to pay like $50, but then I'm not going to, you know, interact with the staff here again.
That sounds like, how the hell do you get people out of there?
Exactly. And I was also...
I do not want to run one of these establishments, Tom, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, and I was also thinking, right, because you can't be like, hey, you haven't bought anything in a while, when it's like, well, no, I bought something and it was very expensive, so now I'm going to hang out here all afternoon.
Right. And also, like, it's a thing that is conducive to making you just like... want to sit there for hours and hours on it.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to be,
going to go there and be like, well, now I have to go meet my daughter at something.
There's not going to be like weed consumption site crawls.
Yeah.
The way there are pub crawls or bar crawls, is going to be like, you go to the first place, it's like, you know what, actually, I'm good. I'm just going to hang out here the rest of the day. Nah, we're going to go to a place a few blocks away. Nah, I'm good. I'm just going to hang out here.
There's literally no reason to do that.
But I was also thinking these consumption sites, like I assume, maybe I'm wrong, but I assume there's probably going to be some kind of like law against having like alcohol and weed. Like, you know, that like bars aren't going to be able to be like, we're a consumption site. You can buy weed here too. And also, like, mixing the two is often when trouble starts. Like, that's one of the few times, like, weed can turn people aggressive and make them puke and stuff like that. But I was thinking, if there are consumption sites where it's like, we're a consumption site / pizzeria, they're going to be, like, the richest business in New York.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what it, I mean, if I was going to run a consumption site, it'd be like, yeah, you have to pay up front to like buy some weed related thing here. But then you're not going to come and buy more weed. Probably you don't need that much. And weed's like fairly cheap. But we've got very nice pizzas that we'll sell you, and, you know, ice cream and whatever, candy.
Just stay home. I might just go
to one of these stores then not even buy any weed. I might just buy, if there was a store that had pizza, ice cream, and candy, I'd stop off there after work, blow off some steam.
I gotta admit, you've been talking for like 5 minutes straight. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
I was just bringing up another law, Tim.
Did you smoke weed before we did this?
No, but I had a bunch to drink.
Well, that's fine.
Hey, they're both fine now.
Hey, they're both encouraged. Hey, what are you, some kind of freaking prude?
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. Follow us on Instagram at tcgte. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim.
And you can support us by checking out our sponsors. Also, check out patreon.com/completeguide. This week, we're doing another Q&A because we are in between books. But then, what book are you reading after that? What? I didn't check the final poll.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, all right. Cool.
starring by Madeline Langle?
The name has an apostrophe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those always throw me off.
Yeah, screw it.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that. Do you want to tease what will be coming up after that, Tim?
Tom?
On Patreon?
They've answered your calls to, quote, legalize it. So we're going to take advantage of it as soon as we're done with this next
book
miniseries. Tim and Tom will smoke weed and record it on Patreon.
Yeah. And yeah, so I mean, that's still...
You can hear me have a panic attack in real time.
And me just wander off.
You know what, Tom? That might be. I'm going to be fully vaccinated.
Oh, maybe that should be our first one back in together.
Yeah.
In person.
That would make a lot more sense because, like, if we do that and then have to set up this, like, FaceTime and sync our recordings together, that's never going to get released.
We're going to have to go
it's
to
gonna
a,
be
a
all messed up.
A smoke shop and get a bong. Get the biggest bong that you use. Some of this Patreon might go into a store and say, my good man, the biggest bong you have, please.
Ooh, this is going to be nice, Tom.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other weird thing about New York. I mean, a lot of other cities, at least in America, you know, there's like smoke shops all over that sell like everything except marijuana that you could ever want. And it sounds like we're going to have to hit one of them up to find some kind of vestibule to partake, as they say.
I still have these. Still have that weed pen I took one hit of.
No, Tim.
A year ago.
This has to be a bong so big you got to stand up.
Is that in the CDC recommendations? If you and somebody else are both vaccinated, you can get together and smoke out of the same bong for a while.
Yeah, and then do a podcast about it, but only on Patreon. So check out, look for that in a month and a half, but sign up now.
Yeah. Sign up now. Yeah, get in early.
Yeah, who knows? We may cut it off. We might be like, hey, we don't want the feds signing up. So we're going to stop. No, we're not going to sign. Sign up if you want. Don't if you don't want. But it's a good thing. I like it.
Yeah.
Anything else, Tim? Any parting thoughts? Do you think this is going to lead to a new era of hedonism in New York?
I don't think so. I think it'll just smell like weed literally everywhere in New York.
Yeah. I mean, that's better than garbage and piss.
Yeah, exactly. And do you think they should legalize all other drugs?
I think they should decriminalize them.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Amsterdam.
I mean, a lot of Portugal's done that, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is it Washington State or Oregon that did it?
I think it was Washington State. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, if you have a problem, they help you get clean.
Exactly. Like other you know, actual dangerous drugs. I don't think people should be prosecuted as criminals if they're addicted to something. I think they should get help from the government, which, by the way, is, I don't know, 100 times cheaper than throwing somebody in jail for it. So
ruining their whole life.
Yeah. And yeah, spending a ton of money. And then also they're going to go to jail and still do it probably. Like, just help people. Just be nice. If somebody's doing something that's not hurting anybody but themselves, help them not hurt themselves. Don't throw them in jail. That's my point of view.
Are they going to have programs? Somebody's got to start these programs for people who are incarcerated for this shit. Mm-hmm. This isn't funny. This isn't a funny thing I'm bringing up.
Oh, I thought you were like coming up with like a money-making scheme for us.
No, because
are they going to have programs like at these consumption sites? Are they going to have cartoons, or will they maybe hire
fucking consumption sites? I don't know what you're talking.
Look, Tim, maybe we can be the guys. We bring a projector with some cartoons to a consumption site, and that's how we make money. That's our business.
All right. I was thinking, you know, people who have been incarcerated for this bullshit, they're going to come out and they're still like, they're still going to have a criminal record technically, right? Where like their resume is going to be like, where were you for 5 years?
Yeah.
Right. there needs to be resources for them to get their lives back after this bullshit. Again, this isn't funny. I'm just angry. Yeah.
Well, and I know part of this law too is that like a certain number of licenses have to go to people that were previously arrested or incarcerated, and you know, minority owned businesses and stuff like that. From what I've seen so far, like, you know, and again, maybe I haven't done the deepest research, but advocates seem pretty happy with the way this has all been implemented.
Well,
because some states have legalized it, and then people are like, what about all the people in jail who were doing this? And they're like, oh, eh. Like, luckily, this does have a very strong component from what I've read. Again, I'm not a criminal justice major.
Well, thank you to the very wise, handsome, charming Governor Andrew Cuomo for making it all possible.
Yeah, glad he had that change of heart out of nowhere.
Now resign, you piece of shit.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.